Hi, goaltenders. Welcome to the Elite Goalies Lockbox. My name is Pasco Valena, and today's topic is handling and managing stress. I hope to give you a couple of key tips on how to manage and handle stress while you're playing hockey. I mean, after all, from minor hockey through to the NHL, managing stress slowly and definitely becomes an art form. Some succeed in this arena of managing their stress and having emotional control, and some don't. And that really is the difference during the transitional phase from minor hockey to the NHL. One of the basic key tips to doing this, one of the basic key tips to managing stress is breathing. Simply inhale for 4 seconds, take that fresh oxygen in, hold it for 4 seconds, and then exhale for 4 seconds, all while you simultaneously relax your face, your neck, and your shoulders. It's amazing what happens when you do multiple reps of these, and it's amazing what happens when you start thinking about what you're going to be doing while you breathe. A second tool to use about handling stress would be to take your life and divide them up into 4 levels of compete, 4 separate arenas. And I talked about this in the Elite Goalies logbook as well as in the goal setting program. But the main objective here, 4 separate arenas. Number 1, hockey. Number 2 is school. Number 3, your social life. And in your social life, included in there is your family, your teammates, and growing your own personal self-image. And number 4 is fitness. Now that includes both your physical and mental fitness, the athlete in you. So organizing your life in these 4 arenas of compete are crucial to all high performance athlete. It allows you to compartmentalize or separate every aspect of your life so that the only thing you're thinking about while you're in battle is the one thing that you're supposed to be thinking about. So for example, if you're about to take a math test, you're not thinking about what you need to do in hockey tonight. You're not thinking about, oh God, I got to go and pick something up for my parents, or I've got to do this or that. You're thinking about hockey, or in this particular case, you're thinking about your math test. Number 2, if you're thinking about hockey, you're not thinking about the homework you have to do after hockey. You're not thinking about the things you should have, could have, would have wanted to do. You're thinking exactly about hockey. So how do you do that? You take 90 seconds. This is another tip for you. Take 90 seconds to become the best version of you in one of these key 4 arenas. So for example, number 1, if you're thinking about hockey, you take 90 seconds before you leave your car and become the best version of you. What does the professional hockey player version of you look like? How does he walk into the rink? How does he talk to his teammates? How does he prepare for practice? How does he get on the ice, and what is his compete level like? How does he divide up his own defensive zone coverage? How does he communicate to his defensemen? These are all key tips of what to do. At the end of your practice, you might review what worked, what didn't, what am I going to change and bring into practice the next time. Then you bring closure to that arena. You bring closure to that battle. Then the next arena might take you into the school arena. So while you're in your car, you take 90 seconds and you think about, what does the best student version of me look like? How do I take notes? Where do I sit in class? How closely and how focused am I when I pay attention to my teacher? Those are huge, huge things. The next thing is your social life. I'm done my hockey. I'm done my school. Now I'm going to go home. How am I going to be the best version of me? How am I going to be the best brother or the best sister to my family members? How am I going to talk to my mom and dad? How am I going to project my self-image? Are people going to be excited to be around me or not? Organizing your life in these arenas are incredibly important. So taking 90 seconds to become the best version of you before you transfer arenas is absolutely crucial. You got to make a conscious change and prepare before you enter the arena. So having the discipline to change your focus and mentally arrive before you even compete is going to be the key critical stage to success in your goaltending. You want to arrive prepared and with a clear mind. You want to keep your game simple. You want to make sure you control the controllables, and you want to make sure that you compete and give everything you possibly can, because ultimately you can't take it with you after it's gone. I challenge you to make a conscious decision every single day. No shortcuts. Make sure you transfer from arena to arena of compete every single time and battle like a superstar. I challenge you to do this, and I can't wait to see you again in the lockbox. Take care, guys.